Escaping Denver, Episode 3, The Whistle. Change of scenery. They say to support local art, but local art is why I can't record in my usual spot today. So in true conspiracy theorist fashion, this episode is coming to you from the rooftop of my building. Once a month, my neighbor hosts his all-men's choir for a social that inevitably devolves into drunk covers. Hence the roof. Hold on. And it's only 4 p.m. So let's get into it. I'm back and forth on how best to present the next series of messages. Noah and Sarah are separated once again, presumably miles below the Denver International Airport, so it's tough to tell which messages go where. Temporally, it's hard to line them up. Where we left off, they had fled the eyeless dog things by climbing into a vent they found in the office they barricaded themselves in. Out of the blue, a wall shifts and separated them in the vent. This has to be proof that someone is testing them, right? Like, going in an event was inevitable, even though it felt like free choice. And what about after they got into the vent? I mean, sure, vents can be sectioned off for all sorts of reasons, but immediately heating up? That's some movie bullshit. They're being toyed with. Like a cat who knows it has its kill. Having left off with Noah last week, let's see what happened to Sarah on her side of the vent.
I went back. The vent closed between me and Noah. Just closed right up. Tried pulling it, but then the vent started to heat up, so I went back. Noah went right at the T and we got separated. It feels like they were trying to force me to go left, so I went back instead. I don't know what happened to Noah. I hope he made it out, but for all I know, he's still being cooked in the vent. Or he's safe on the other side, and that's why he told me to go back. It's a real mindfuck. Remember that thing I said about this being a video game? It's starting to feel less like a theory. No, I don't believe we're in an actual video game, but I do believe I can use video game logic to get out. Everything is so contrived. Long-ass hallways, vents that heat up. Come on! Way to show the strings. There's got to be something more in this office, something else that can help me. If I just had a fucking light! Hear that? I found a whistle. Thought it was broken, but it's one of those high-pitched ones for dogs, and it works. Well, to call them, like before. No idea how to actually make it work in my favor, yet, but they wouldn't have given me a whistle if it couldn't be used, right? Took me long enough, but I figured it out. I moved the furniture we had blocking the door. If I blow the whistle from time to time, they just sit there and don't attack the door. So, I hope they don't get used to it. Right, here's the plan. I can't go back into the vent. It's so hot in there that it's actually heating this room up. So I'm stuck. Unless, maybe I can just blow it and walk past them. Like in a zombie movie where the guy covers himself in zombie stuff so he can walk among them. Yeah, like that, but the whistle. So I wanted to leave a message to tell everyone that I love them before I open the door. Okay. Love you, or whatever. It's working. I'm going to the door that they came from. It's the only light in the hall, and now that I've looked into it, the other directions are just pitch black. Again, forcing me. They're following me. It really is working. And they're not dogs. They look like them though. Sort of. They have eyes. Noah said they didn't, but they do. Super sunken sockets. But they have black eyes that keep catching the light. Like beetles. Got the scaly skin part right. Not like a fish, more like a lizard, I guess. light hallway. It's bright, bright as balls, and clean. Not that the other place was dirty, but... walked right into this one. So the door shut behind me because I'm an idiot and literally followed the light like a moth. And now I'm just checking doors to see why they would have led me this way. Found one, predictably. They all just ran in. I didn't even... It can't be this easy. Incredible. I'm the Pied fucking Piper. I just walk those things in and boom, shut the door. Kiss my ass, you bastard hyenas. That felt so good, I actually forgot for a second what my situation was. Is. And it's bad, obviously. I mean, I was just about to celebrate, despite the fact that I'm still very, very much captive. Free from the dogs, yes, but captive nonetheless. I feel like I'm talking too fast. Am I talking too fast? I just feel so, I don't know, energized. You know, like, fuck you, Maze people. What are you going to do next? Bring it on!
I feel for her. Really. After listening to the door shutting behind her, I went and checked the roof door to make sure I wasn't locked out too. Paranoid? Sure. Wouldn't you be? That thing she said about this being a video game? That's simulation hypothesis. I looked it up. Gotta be honest with you, reading up on this was definitely not what I needed. It was like brain freeze without the benefit of ice cream. Basically, it makes the pretty solid argument that if we expect computers to be incredibly powerful in the future, it's reasonable that they'd want to run simulations on those supercomputers, making it a possibility that this current version of life is, in fact, a simulation. Understand it? Me neither. Not really, at least. But I think she's right about the video game logic. They gave her the tool to deal with the dogs. Even that stupid plastic plant was giving them the tool, but a whistle. A whistle is super on the nose. And now it seems she's continuing on the path they laid out for her.
Am I do they really not know what's good for them, or are they just so hungry and so desperate that they're willing to take the risk? Maybe the trap won't go off. Maybe it's not glue this time. I'm asking because I'm starving. It's been at least 10 hours since I woke up in that room. Probably, and who knows how long since I ate before I was taken. I mean, it could be over a day, easily. I found some food. Well, I found a small lunchroom of sorts, and in it, food. Now, I'm torturing myself by staring at it. See, it looks like astronaut food. The language on it looks like Roman numerals. It might as well be Greek. I can't read it. But it's for sure food. And I am for sure starving. You'd have to be pretty sick to put in poison food, right? Then again, you'd have to be sick to take people and stick them in a maze. Because that's for sure what this is, a frickin' maze. And I'm the mouse. So I ask again, am I starving? I get why Noah said to record everything. It's a little less lonely if you think you're talking to somebody. If anyone actually hears this, or I get a signal, I'm talking to you, Alex. I hope you don't leave this unread for days. Or you, Mum. So, I've found a few rooms that open. Nothing as good as a lunchroom. They had a first aid kit in there that I pilfered, but I left the suspect food. I've yet to find anything better than my bed leg in terms of self-defense. I don't know what they do here, if it is a they. This can't all be set up for us. It's just so big. So whoever built it must use it somehow. They might not even know that me and Noah and the chewed up guy downstairs are here. Same as the others. Metal desk, chair, empty cabinets. Like they moved out ages ago, but no dust. Someone should have come and collected me by now. Come and retrieve the little lost mouse. I beat the mutant dog task. Where's my cheese? Where are you? Bingo. It's a stairwell. It only goes down. There's something down there. It would have come up by now if it was a dog thing. Screw it. I'm tired of being scared. I'm going down the stairs. If something is down here, then I'm gonna...
I know. It sounded bad where we left off on her, but to be fair, it was bad long before that, too. Last pack. Promise. Can we talk about the dogs? How have we not addressed the dogs? At least not directly. Not dogs, right? Not hyenas either, but that gave me a clue. Werewolves. It's not werewolves, but they were definitely something. Something that neither of them could name. Why not something that doesn't exist, or seemingly doesn't exist? Right. I'm about to say something that I acknowledge sounds unconventional. Chupacabra. Why not? It all fits. Here, on Wikipedia. A strange breed of wild dog. Mostly hairless. Unusually pronounced eye sockets. It's all there. First sighting was in 1995. That's not even that long ago. What if these are those? Or better yet, those are these. Like one got out. Happens all the time. Zoo loses a monkey or whatever and find it in a yard. But this time it's a chupacabra. I know. It sounds crazy. I'm just saying, why not? Makes about as much sense as finding a pack of dogs with mange in a subterranean maze. So that's my 2 cents or whatever. Now let me share Noah's side of the story. He was an event that started to heat up.
Shit. Sarah's on the other side of the rock wall. The vent is heating up like a son of a bitch, so I have to move forward. Sarah, I gotta leave. You should leave here, too. Ah! Oh, it's so hot already. Ow. Jeez, ow. Oh, it's hollow. Almost. Well, I fell. And it really, really sucked. Fell 50 or so feet. Almost stuck the landing. Looks like I'm back on the first floor, but I don't remember any vents, so I'm nowhere I've been before. Hear that? It's faint, but it's that giant fan. If I get there, my receipt can get me to the ladder. Yeah, I'm gonna conserve battery. I'm back on the trail. The wind is getting louder, so I must be getting close. I definitely broke a rib or something. Oh, it kills the breathing hard. I hope Sarah went back to the room and waited. That's what I would have done. Probably. There's nothing else to... Yeah, I think I'm starting to recognize where I am. This is near where I got my bed leg. I remember because I hit the wall by accident and Sarah got mad. Which means the fan should be around the corner. Shit.
I jumped to it too. Russians in Denver. What are Russians doing testing on Americans? How are they involved? Putin! But they're Ukrainian. What Ukrainians are doing in Denver, still a mystery. But it got me thinking. So I took that announcement we heard in the last episode, the one with all the languages, I took it to the same Ukrainian friend of mine who tells me one of the languages is, of course, Ukrainian. It basically says, subjects on second level. I don't think they expected Noah to end up on this level. I think he disrupted their plan, whatever that might be.
They shot at me! I stumbled upon them and they shot at me. I got back to the fan area where the body was and there were two men with guns and they shot at me. I couldn't see what they were wearing. Gray, maybe. One of them is coming. I got away.
Noah? I'm sorry, but you grabbed me. You can't grab a woman. You almost broke, but you're covered in blood. Why are you covered in blood? Where are you bleeding?
Stop. Stop, okay? It's not mine. It's not...
Are there others?
Yes.
Then let's get the hell out of here. Grab my shoulder. Is that a gun? Where did you... Let's just go. Grab my shoulder. There we go. Now grab the gun. Perfect. Up.
I knew they reconnect. Noah and the Ukrainians aside, how I hear it, Noah was the sound that Sarah heard before. And then when she went to confront it, she met with the now traumatized Noah who attacked her. Sarah, newly badass, fought him off and snapped into business real fast, like a soldier or something. She went from being the victim to the leader like that and got them out of there. Not just out of there, you'll hear. She got them to another one of those side rooms that she barricaded. By herself. I mean, she's crazy capable. What does that mean? Not a clue yet, but... It does tell us once again that there's more to Sarah than she's letting on. And did we hear Noah kill a guy? That's what I heard. I'm almost certain of it. He doesn't speak of it again in the messages I have, so all we really have to go off is that haunting sound clip. But now that they're back together, it's a little easier to follow along, so here's the next batch of messages.
He's a banshee, I swear. Luckily, those announcements started again, so I doubt anyone can hear him. Just me. Lucky me. Lucky him, by the sounds of it. He won't say exactly what happened, but it doesn't take a genius to figure it out, if everything is what everything seems. Said that after we separated in the vent, that he beat his way out and fell like a million feet, but he doesn't look that hurt. Bruised to shit, yeah. But a fall onto concrete? Should have busted his skull. He's sleeping now, passed right out, obviously. Figured I'd take first watch. Not that he gave me the choice. Moved all the furniture against the door myself, so I'm thinking we're likely safe for a while, if this can count as safe. I tended to him, even after he passed out. Unwrapped his hand, cleaned the blood off him. As much as I could, he had it everywhere. But that's the thing, blood. His knuckles were all cut up from banging the cell door, so he says. But when I went to clean the wounds, there was nothing there. Under the blood was just healthy hand. I'd say this was all for show, but his hand, the other one, the one that I messed up with the bed leg, looks better than it did before. It's still swollen, but the bruising has already gone down. I feel so stupid. Like I was so concerned with who Noah was that I didn't even consider... Phone's ringing. I don't pick up, right? I unplugged it. There's another phone.
There's something unnerving about a phone ringing in that underground maze. I'd like to think that if I saw a phone, that I'd jump all over using it, but Sarah was probably right to show restraint. And now someone is calling for Noah. Down here. Why him? Why fake the wounds on his hands? Or is Noah just as unaware as we are who this caller is? Seemingly innocent. But is he? I don't know. Let's take our time apart to think on that. Thank you to Curious Cast for continuing to help get our messages out. And tune in again for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.